Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 22nd of October.
Regal podcast.
Look. I tell you, I'm very excited to do this podcast because someone has been not just nominated, but accepted an honour to do something on the Central Coast. And we'll speak to our state member for Terrigal about that.
You talk it up as much as you.
Yeah, look, I know you were asked.
More importantly, we had a good chat with Dave Gleeson.
Oh, the only reason you're saying that is that because he asked you something DIY. That was the only reason you're excited.
Well, no, I just love talking to Dave Gleeson.
He's a good boy because it's the 30th anniversary. Yeah, re-release of All For One. Yeah, but there was no sort of honour in that, like what I was asked to do. Anyway, that's on our podcast today. Got a pair of scissors there, Robert?
I hope the ribbon's made of chainmail.
I've got practice. We just spoke with our boss, Speedy, who rang us, and he said to us, oh, geez, wasn't happy. He said, look, stop mentioning about the bloody lift, will you? That's opening.
You don't mind blowing your horn, do you?
Oh, come on, mate. What an honour to open the lift at Narara, yes. Mate, when it does. Okay. Anyway, Speedy was in the car park. He's raced in.
Hello.
He's in the studio. G'day, mate.
You have spoken more about the lift at Narara than Freedom Day at the start of last week. Yep. It's bigger celebrations for a lift at a train station.
I've never seen a man so excited.
Freedom. It's bizarre.
Speedy, we don't have a servo in Narara.
Yeah.
We have, we've got a Botlo, we've got the Dean Street store. I think we've got the Narara Valley Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then we've got the Narara tow bars and trailers. And that's it.
And now a lift. Great days. Great days ahead, Narara. Get excited. I say we do a music festival from the station in the lift.
Mate, you're an ideas man.
Oh, God, what have I done?
I'll write that down.
People can then just watch it as they're passing through.
Yeah, we'll have at least one people. It'll be massive.
Did you want an invite? I'm writing it.
No, I'm all right. No, it's okay. You do that, Paddy.
All right, okay.
So look, we're wrapping up the week of Paddy taking over the Triple M Central Coast Instagram account.
Now, be honest.
Yeah.
How have I performed since last Friday?
I don't want to give you a big head because this Narara lift thing has already given you one. But look, I actually think you've done a really good job.
Thank you, mate.
And if people want to see all the things he's done, the selfies, the local landmarks, the ice bucket challenge. Yes.
Yesterday, what you told us to do.
The bottle kick.
Yes.
Very good.
That was his best. I've never seen him perform in such a it was like I was watching Bruce Lee.
My favorite was your celebration. It's like two people just so happy to be involved in something. If you haven't seen the video, you got to go there now. Triple M Central Coast. Your celebration was like you just sold out all your boxes of Girl Scout cookies and you're off to Disneyland. It was just amazing.
It was first attempt. I mean, how do you do that?
And because Rob had his operation and he's still a bit sore, I couldn't give him a really big man hug. So, you know, and I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Instead you danced. So you did a little dance in the studio. It was very cute. It was adorable.
Have we gone up when it comes to, it's not listeners. Is it likes or followers?
Followers. We are streaming towards 3,000. So we're getting there. So go check it out.
But look, you are in ego feeding mode today.
One more challenge to wrap up the week. And we started this yesterday. Yeah. This is a very common theme on Instagram. It's called the Ask Me Anything Challenge.
Ooh.
So we've popped up a thing on the story that says you can ask Paddy Gerard any question you'd like and he has to answer it.
So, I saw that little video.
Yeah.
And one question just jumped out at me straight away.
Like, what is it?
Can I say it now?
Yeah.
I was just going to ask if the T-shirt you were wearing was from the clean pile, the worn once, or the worn twice pile.
I think I've had that on 3 days of the week.
Yeah.
Do you want me to answer
like
a New South Wales politician or honestly?
Straight up.
I wash my shirts.
Was that clean?
That was clean, yeah. Even though I had it on 3 days that week.
Well, if this is the caliber of questions,
it was clean.
Hold everyone back. 9 o'clock on Triple M Central Coast Instagram. All of these hard-hitting life questions will be answered.
Thank you, Speedy. Thank you for coming in and introducing me to Instagram as well, buddy.
Good to have you on as an influencer.
There you go. We've got Crouchy, our state member for Terrigal, with us. G'day, Crouchy.
Just because they give you a microphone doesn't mean you have to sing to everyone. Hey, Crouchy.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Oh, look, it's great to be back home. I've got to say, look, going down to Parliament's all right, but it is so nice when you get to the freeway and you get to sort of the Moonee Bridge. And, last night it was really lovely to get home. I was expecting it to be raining last night, you know, given the forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology.
I know.
Boy, did they get it wrong this week.
Didn't they want it? Well, we haven't said anything about that.
I was barbecuing outside.
Here we are. Every night was supposed to rain. It never happened. And you know what will happen now? That's Friday. We're coming to a weekend. What are the chances it's going to rain?
Don't ruin it now.
Generally, that barbecue's by himself as well. Now, the reason we got you here, Adam, our state member for Terrigal, because we spoke to you on Monday. It was big bloody news. And we got the Triple M Big Ant Band with us because it was the opening of the lift at Narara train station.
What an event.
Yep. And you know what? This is the biggest thing to happen in this suburb, Narara, since Rudy added chicken salt to the menu at the Dean Street store. I tell you, like, we've got nothing in Narara. Wombie has got the big seawall now. They're getting the big seawall. Terrigal got the boardwalk. The entrance have got, what have they got? Doesn't matter. Carry On got the detention centre.
Yep.
At Narara.
And Narara, it used to be that every second telegraph pole had a picture of Paddy's face on it.
But
and
now
that was all they had.
We've got a lift at the train station now. Yep. And you were responsible for that, partly responsible, Crouchy. So
the state government delivered the lift at Narara,
So the Triple M Big Band have put a song together. So please put your hands together. Please put your hands together.
Don't thank us yet.
Triple M Big Band singing about the best thing to happen in Narara for a long while.
Once a jolly Crouchy said in a press release, I've got you something for parents with prams. And he sang as he watched the builders get their mojo on. We built a lift at Narara station. Lift at Narara, lift at Narara. We built a lift at Narara station. And he sang as he watched the builders get their mojo on. We built a lift at Narara station. Down came a traveller with luggage like the Queen would have. Up jumped the Crouchy and grabbed the bags with glee. And he sang as he said that the stairs were so yesterday. We built a lift at Narara, you see. Lift at Narara, lift at Narara. We built a lift at Narara station. And he sang as he said that the stairs were so yesterday. We built a lift at Narara station. We've built a lift at Narara station.
There you go, mate.
Oh, my God, guys. That's even better than the Shelley Hancock one. That is awesome. That is so good. Look, Paddy, I've got to tell you, I could hear the disappointment in your voice when I announced that the lifts at Narara were opening and you went there. You know, you had that sound in your voice, a bit like when it's Christmas Day, little kid opens his presents from his grandma, and it's a book.
It's not a PlayStation, it's a book.
It's a book. So, look, I've got some good news. As you know, it's the lifts at Narara that we were opening.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of the whole upgrade there. It hasn't officially been done. So, mate, what I'm offering to you is the station is finally upgraded and it's all finished, would you like to officially open the Narara station with me?
Crouchy, he's crying.
As the self-appointed unofficial mayor of Narara, I accept the official opening. I've never opened anything before and said yes.
Mr. Unofficial Mayor, it'll be a pleasure to join you to officially open Narara station. And that would be great. Obviously, it is something that's very close to your heart. We're going to make sure that, like I said, I can hear the disappointment in your voice. So let's do it together, Paddy. We'll open
What have you done, Crouchy?
Crouchy.
There you go.
I accept it. Will there be a plaque?
Oh, let's just take one step at a time, mate.
Don't promise anything, Crouchy.
I'm going to have to try and find a ribbon for you and I.
Let me know. You get back to me. You get your people to speak to my people, and we're on.
My peeps will speak to your peeps, and I will make sure that you and I open it together. And your number one fan over in South Australia will be listening, and she will Because when I told her I disappointed you, she was not impressed.
So, that's Crouchy's mum, Jilly, who listens.
My mum, yeah.
Oh, mate, well, thank you. It's a bloody honour. Thanks, mate.
Oh, look, no, thank you. And that song was just fantastic. So thank you very much to the Triple M Big Band for putting that work together.
That was great. All right,
can I get a copy of that?
Oh, mate, we'll send you a copy.
Paddy's just getting his Paddy and Crouchy T-shirts mass-produced as we speak.
Thank you, Crouchy.
thank you. Have a great weekend, boys.
Big announcement this morning with our state member of Terrigal. We just spoke to Rob.
Yeah. Mate.
Well, Caitlin Unger from the newsroom. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Caitlin.
Thank you for coming in. I know you're very busy just before news time.
Paddy's going to try and push something on you.
Yeah, look, I've got a press release here.
Oh, gosh.
Have you heard from, we had Crouchy on. I know you were preparing for your news.
Mm.
State Member for Terrigal, Government Whip Adam Crouch has just announced of the, the new lifts that opened at Narara, the official opening.
Mm.
Yeah, there's going to be a special guest. Cutting the ribbon.
A special guest.
Yeah.
Cutting the ribbon.
That's right, when they officially open it sometime in November.
Brace yourself. Paddy Gerard's been asked to open the station.
Yeah.
And that's now he's considering that's news. And
you have been asked.
He's getting T-shirts printed.
Wow.
So did you want, I've got the press
what
release
What an
here.
Honour.
Could you lead, is there a possibility you could lead one of the news, maybe not 7 because you've probably got that prepared, maybe 7:30.
Maybe 7:30.
Maybe 8 o'clock is peak.
Yes. Yeah. Look.
Yep. Just say yes to his face, Caitlin, and then we can sort that out.
I think that's what's going to happen. Look, it's going to depend on what else we have to run. Sometimes those things get pushed out.
Yeah,
they do.
They do. Yeah, they do. They're a pretty big story, though.
Okay, it's a pretty big story. Right. It is.
And we thought he was hard to work with before.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I'll have to chat to Crouchy. Okay. That wasn't a good idea.
It was poorly advised.
Wouldn't believe it. 30th anniversary re-release of debut album, All For One.
I love this.
From the Jets.
Play some.
Yep. Yeah, when we're talking Aussie rock and roll, we're talking the Screaming Jets. And we're talking to the man, the front man, Dave Gleeson. Hey, legend.
Gleeso.
Rob and Paddy, how are you, boys? Good morning.
Yeah, mate.
I'm all of a sudden 20 years younger, 30 years younger.
That'd make you about 10.
Thanks, Gleeso. Checks in the mail.
30th anniversary.
Yeah, mate, it's unreal. It's been a great ride from the get go. You know, from the time we got together and decided after we all started off in kind of cover bands and stuff around Newey, and from 1989 when we got together and said let's write our own songs and have a real crack. And before that we'd been in the music industry in Newcastle for 4 or 5 years. But, people throwing around names like Michael Gudinski is here and Chris Murphy's here. And I'm like, who are they? I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, right.
And I'd be like, I'm here. Tell them I'm here.
Six foot ten and bulletproof.
It's right. 30 years of ups and downs, but it's unreal to be looking back and checking out some of the stuff we've done.
Mate, the bloke from Cardiff, eh? The bloke from Cardiff.
How much fun to re-record this stuff. So when you guys all sat back in, was it like, okay, you knew what you were doing or did you come at it fresh?
No, well, that was a good thing about it, because we've been done it all in lockdown. So the three of the boys are in Victoria. So, I mean, I haven't been with those guys, in the last, I've been spent a bit of time with them in the last year. And one's in New South Wales, so we did it all remote. And because we wanted to see what the young kids were doing with all their technology and stuff,
Right, still working it out.
Yeah, but it came together really good. And the great thing was that we weren't reinventing the wheel, so we all kind of knew our parts. And you realise how much time you wasted in the studio back then. We did it really quick.
Yeah.
But I did me vocals in 3.5 hours in a mate's bedroom for this album. And it took about 3.5 days when I did it the first time because you look out the window and you say, what's going on what's going on in the control room? I'm coming in there. And suddenly you've lost the day.
so it's our 30th anniversary, re-release of the debut album, All For One from the Jets. Mate, what about next year? Are tours coming up?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, everything's been postponed and postponed again. So I think the All for One tour is going to kick off in July.
Yep.
And go through till about September or October. And yeah, well, mate, talk about champions a bit. I've been able to do to keep in form is to go out every Friday and Saturday night while I'm here. Okay. I think the wife and kids appreciate they don't see me on Saturday and Sunday.
Still lost in the park.
Hey, Glee, so what about, because you're still doing your stuff with the Angels?
Yeah. Well, so the next year we do the Red Hot Summer Tour with the Angels, which was cut off on about the 20th of March last year. So, yeah, we'll be doing that with James Rain and The Living End and Hunters and Collectors. It was an awesome bill. I just can't wait. So that'll be through summer, and then an Angels tour for the Dark Room album, and then the Jets after that. So, yes. And our bass player, Paulie, who obviously started the band with me, the Jets, 30 years ago, he treats it like I'm having an on-the-side affair. It's like some mistress that I've got. And he just rolls his eyes at me. You're off with her again,
are
you?
Talk about her at lunch.
Now, you've got to make Central Coast. It's got to be one of your tour dates, Gleeso.
Yes, absolutely. We've got anywhere we can play. I mean, so many fond memories of playing the zoo on the Central Coast. The zoo at the entrance, that was a mad joint. But, anytime we took a tour, we come to the Central Coast.
Well, mate, they are frothing on the Central Coast for live music to get back into action, and we cannot wait till you guys get moving next year. It's going to be fantastic, Glee. So thanks for joining us, pal.
No worries. Hey, Rob, one thing before I go.
Yeah, go on.
I'm having trouble. I had to take out the skirting from underneath my my kitchen benches.
Yeah, right.
And when I did, it left all adhesive on the lino.
Yeah,
how do you get that off? Just with a chisel or what?
Left the adhesive on the lino. It depends on what's if it's a solvent based adhesive, you might have a little bit of trouble. But try a scraper. Get your paint scraper, and then give it a rub down on some smooth concrete to make it as sharp as possible. But then lay it flat and try and just slide under and just chip away at it like slowly. And you might be able to peel most of it up and then go with it with some white spirits and see how that goes.
Unreal, mate. Good man.
Please, or watch the next episode of Better Homes and Gardens with a new carpenter.
No, don't.
He'd give you better advice. He'd give you better advice.
No, that's perfect.
All right, yeah, Dave Gleeson.
He's like the other girlfriend now that I'm not allowed to talk about.
All right, boys. Always unreal to chat.
Good
on
you, mate. Thanks for that, Dave.
See you.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.